He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Hello once again, folks. I was thinking today about something called Casual Friday. Have you ever heard of that? Do you or did you ever have that where you work? Well, where I work, we have it, and I gotta tell you, I love it. Blue jeans, tennis shoes, and the shirt of my choice. I often pick a t-shirt that depicts something along the lines of what I do here, trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. Something maybe with a classic car or a vintage diner on the front. Sometimes I pick a shirt that has the colors red, white, and blue on it. Bright colors to brighten up my day. Friday! It gets me in the mood for the next day when I usually produce this program, The Jason Kirkman Show. I'm talking about Saturday mornings. I spend a couple of hours bright and early laying out the tracks and segments just for you. And then I get ready for the day. I usually pick out another casual shirt that will get me in the mood for my next task, which really isn't so much of a task. My son and I jump in the truck and head on down the road looking for yard sales, flea markets, and thrift stores, seeking out small treasures of the past that hold a hidden secret. And that's kind of what this program is all about. Digging out of the archives old songs, comedians, artists from years gone by who remind us of how great it was and how great it can be again. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show, and I am that fellow tirelessly working to bring back the nickel soda pop. Not the beverage, the concept of the life we used to enjoy right here in the good old U.S. of A. So let's crank up the engine and get moving down that road right now on The Jason Kirkman Show.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying when all you get is pain? When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face, now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face, now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer.
That was the Monkees with I'm a Believer. Back in 1961, a couple got together to perform a duet, record a duet. Their names were Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington, and that song was called You Got What It Takes. Well, there's a young couple, a modern young couple, that have done a remake on that song, and here it is, Josh and Larkin with You Got What It Takes.
Well, it takes more than a robin to make the winner go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Well, it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes. You know it takes a lot of kissing to make a romance sweet. Ooh, it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
And it takes a lot of woman to knock me off my feet. And baby, you got what it takes.
Well, I said,
you know you got just what it takes. Because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. And it takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
Well, it takes somebody special to make me say I do. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Mm-hmm. Come on now. You know you got just what it takes.
Because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you.
Tell me about it now.
Takes more than a lifetime, daddy, to prove that I'll be true.
And it takes somebody special to make me say I do.
And baby, you've got what it takes.
Baby, you've got what it takes. Oh, one more time. Now, baby, you've got what it takes.
That was Josh and Larkin with You Got What It Takes. Wasn't that fantastic? Digging up that 1961 Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington duet and remaking it in a fresh new way. Here's Brooke Benton from a long time ago. Here he is singing It's Just a Matter of Time.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go. Until you reach the end of the line, but I know you'll pass my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know. That one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
The most difficult part of an undertaking is sometimes just getting started. You're listening to The Jason Gertman Show.
Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna start with the walls, take the pictures off the walls and burn them. Move the chairs around, take the window curtains down and burn them. Everything I see reminds me you were here. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you.
Oh yeah.
The candelabra set you gave me on the night of my birthday. The records that you bought, the hi-fi we love to play.
We love to play.
The decorating man will come and rearrange them. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Oh, yeah. Everything I see reminds me you were here. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you.
Oh yeah.
Take the carpet off the floor, throw it out the door, it's filled with tears.
With tears.
Everything I find that brings you to my mind must disappear.
Must disappear.
Every night I dream, I'll dream of someone new. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you. Yeah, I'm gonna change everything that holds a memory of you.
That, my friend, was the smooth, sweet voice of Mr. Dean Martin, one of my favorite crooners. And here is one of my favorite actors from days gone by. I'm talking about Mr. Fess Parker. You remember him. Played Davy Crockett and Daniel Boone in the old Disney movies. Here he is with The Ballad of Davy Crockett from 1955.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bear when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He'd give his word and he'd give his hand that his Indian friends could keep their land. The rest of his life he took the stand that justice was due every redskin band. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. Took over Washington, so we hear tell, and patched up the crack in the Liberty Bell. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. When he come home, his politicking done, the Western march had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out grinning to follow the sun. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. His land is biggest and his land is best, from grassy plains to the mountain crest. He's ahead of us all, meeting the test, following his legend into the west. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
king of the wild frontier.
Well, folks, I've got to do it. I've got to play another Brook Benton track here. From 1963, it went to number 3 on the charts. Mr. Brook Benton with Hotel Happiness.
I'm checking out of Hotel Loneliness. All my lonely days, they're all through. I'm checking into Hotel Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
Because, darling, I found you. I left my teardrops in that old lonely room. Left my broken heart,
my heart,
back there too.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I won't be needing any hotel. Because, darling, so glad I found you. I
woke up
dreaming of your crazy kisses. I
woke up
telling Mr. Misery, here's your key, 'cause I'm checking out. I'm gonna make my new address Hotel Happiness.
Oh, yeah.
You know why, darling, I'm so glad I found you. Now
week I talked about the great low voice of J.D. Sumner, one of the world's best bass singers ever, sang for Elvis Presley for many, many years. Well, later on in life, after Elvis died, he joined a group that became known as the Masters Five. And I found this clip, I was able to dig a little bit and find a clip of him trying to sell records at a Masters Five concert. And the clip was just a little bit comical. I thought I'd share it with you here. Here's J.D. Sumner trying to sell some stolen records.
We got some records. That, unless you have to go to the restroom, sit down. If you got to go, well, go on. That can't wait. Well, I didn't mean to do that, but we all got our own way. We have records and we have tapes, and they've always been the same price, but tonight they ain't the same price. And I will humbly take a few seconds of your time and tell you why they ain't the same price. We got some records and tapes, and record companies quit making 8-tracks 3 years ago. You cannot buy no 8-tracks no more. And now they are going to quit making records. They're going to these discs and cassette tapes. When I heard our record company wasn't going to make no more records, I knew where the warehouse was, so I got in my pickup truck about 2 o'clock one morning, went over and stole what they had. So we can offer you a real deal on our record, because we have very little invested. You can buy one of our records, one record, for $5. You can buy four records for $10. Listen closely. You cannot buy two records for $5. Just cause you can buy four for $10. You can only get one for $5. But you can get four for $10. You say that don't make sense. Well, it certainly does to us. Because we desire to sell you four records. Our cassette tapes is $8 each. Or you can get four of them for $20. We have two records that we had to pay for. And you cannot get those on that special. If you want them, they're also $8. Or you can get them along with some of your tapes. Mix them up and get four for $20. Glad to have you, honey. Don't hurt yourself. Come back. See us anytime. This is a songbook. The reason it is because it's got songs in it. The price of it's $5. And I know you're saying, I don't know what you're saying. Don't try to tell me. Saying I could care less about you and your songbook. Because I don't want no songbook. I don't need no songbook because I can't sing. And you're right. But if you'll buy you a songbook and take it everywhere you go, people will thank you for saying. I wouldn't dare leave home without my songbook. So you can use a songbook tonight. No, laying all seriousness aside, you need some gospel records in your home. You need some gospel cassettes in your automobile. I do not listen to the radio. I got one in my pickup. I don't cut it on. I don't listen to music. By the time I hear us for an hour and a half every night, I'm sick of it. But I got me one of them stereos in my automobile, and it's a big one. Got four speakers. Cost more than my automobile did. I got me some of them Masters 5 tapes. Me and my lovely wife start to go on a trip someplace. Give me one of them tapes. Slip in that little hole up there in the dashboard. Cut that jewel wide open and can't hear nothing she says. Can't tell me our tapes ain't right. Now, laying off a while ago when I said a lot of people misread me, I cut up a lot and I did not steal no record. I took my wife and she stole it.
Here's a little Perry Como with Hot Diggity Dog Ziggity Boom.
Oh, hot diggity dog ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never dreamed anybody could kiss that away, bring me bliss that away. What a kiss that away, what a wonderful feeling to feel that away. Tell me, where have you been all my life?
Oh, hot ziggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, ziggity boom, what you do to me when you're holding me tight?
Never knew that my heart could go zing that away, ting-a-ling that away, make me sing that away. Said goodbye to my troubles, they went that away ever since you came into my life.
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight.
Cute little cottage for two that away. Skies are blue that away. Dreams come true that away. If you say I can share it with you that away, I'll be happy the rest of my life.
Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? When you're holding me tight. Oh, hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? All my future will shine. Hot diggity dog, diggity boom, what you do to me? From the moment you're mine.
Hot dog.
From the great year of 1964, here's Betty Everett with the Shoop Shoop song, also known as It's in His Kiss. My friends are listening to A Labor of Love, A Labor of My Love. I am Jason Kurtman, the guy that is trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. And you know that it's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in this great land. And we do that by remembering. Remembering how it was in the day, listening to great music, comedy, and entertainers from the past, and encouraging one another to keep great values alive. Values like honesty, integrity, and love of what is important to each and every one of us. For me, it's my faith, my family, and my freedom. And as always, I want to encourage you to spend some quality time with the ones you love this week, making memories to last for generations. Your kids are worth it, and so are those memories that they will have of you. You are listening to The Jason Kurtman Show. Check out www.jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Let's get back to some great music and great comedy right now.